On Capitol Hill, the Senate has wrapped up a 2.5-week debate on prescription drugs. It ended with what can only be described as half a loaf. The bill that passed includes several different programs aimed at holding down the price of prescription drugs, but Republicans and Democrats failed to agree on a plan to add prescription drug coverage to the Medicare program for the elderly and the disabled. And the finger-pointing has already begun. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle blames the Republicans for failing to compromise.
The Republicans cannot say no to the drug companies. They are determined to make Medicare an HMO, to make prescription drug benefits part of that HMO scheme. I'm confident that that bogus idea will never have the sufficient number of votes it would need.
Senator Tom Daschle and Republicans blame the Democrats. Here's Minority Leader Trent Lott.
The fact of the matter is the House acted some time ago, and they acted with a significant vote and a significant program, $350 billion. The Senate, under Senator Daschle's leadership, has not been able to get a result.
With us from the Capitol to talk about what happened and what happens next, NPR's Julie Rovner. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Susan.
Let us start with what the Senate did. It passed by a vote of 78-21, a bill that will make it easier for generic medicines to get to market. Explain how that would hold down drug costs.
Well, generics, which are exact copies of brand-name medicines, are a lot cheaper than brand-name medicines because the companies that make them don't invent them. They just copy drugs that have already been discovered.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last decade or so, brand name drug makers have found ways to delay generics from coming to market to compete with their brand name drugs. They've done things like filing new patents for a new color of a pill or a new type of packaging. The bill would make it more difficult for brand name companies to use some of those creative legal techniques, so generics would get to market faster when the original patents on the brand name drugs expire. The Congressional Budget Office says that this bill would actually get them to market so much faster, it would hold down drug prices by about $60 billion over the next 10 years.
Wow, that's a good chunk of money. And it's not the only part of the bill that was aimed at holding down the cost of drugs.
No, there were actually two other cost-related amendments that the Senate added to this during the 2 weeks the bill was on the floor. One would make it easier for individuals and wholesalers to bring back U.S.-made drugs from Canada, where they have price control, so drugs are much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
The other would let states take discounts that brand-name drug makers have to provide to the Medicaid program for the poor and extend those discounts to other state residents who don't have other drug coverage. Several states have tried to do that, Maine and Vermont in particular. The drug industry has sued, saying it violates Medicaid law. This would make it clear that that would be allowed.
All right, let's talk about Medicare now. Adding a drug benefit was what every member of Congress promised to do, and then the bill doesn't do it. So what happened?
Well, this was partisan politics mostly. The Senate actually defeated four different approaches to adding a drug benefit to Medicare. There were a dozen or so Democrats and Republicans who crossed party lines to vote for or against various bills. But basically, there have been two big disputes. One of them is money. Republicans don't want to spend more than about $370 billion over the next decade. That's how much their proposal costs. Democrats don't want to spend much less than about $400 billion. But money was really only part of the problem. An even bigger problem is philosophy. Republicans want to give the private sector a much bigger role in delivering a new Medicare drug benefit as a way to hold down costs and maybe lay the groundwork for a bigger overhaul of the Medicare program. Democrats want Medicare itself to deliver the benefit. In the end, that's what really made them unable to compromise.
So the House passed a Medicare bill, and the Senate has passed this drug cost bill. What's the next step?
Well, possibly nothing. The bills actually don't have enough in common to go to a House-Senate conference to work out differences. Either the House is going to have to go back and pass a drug cost bill in September, or the Senate will have to come back and pass a Medicare bill in September. This is obviously a big issue for the campaign, so we'll see if there's enough pressure to force one House or the other to actually do something else.
Thanks very much, NPR's Julie Rovner.